This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good morning, Mrs. Feinberg. It's 9 o'clock sharp. Who else would it be? Yes, 5:75. A dime, right? Oh, you dreamt about swimming. Let me get the dream book. In an ocean or a lake. An ocean is 473. The lake is 281. All right. I'll put you down for both. All right. Have a good day, Mrs. Feinberg.
What you got there, Wilhelmina? Why is the safe open so early? The bets don't start coming in till noon.
The usual, Mr. Schultz. Mrs. Feinberg is one of my clients, so I keep her records in the safe.
What do you got for me this morning?
Nothing.
Come on, Wilhelmina. You know I can't start my day without my Wilhelmina sugar.
You're going to have to start this day without your Wilhelmina sugar.
Yeah, come on, stop being a blue nose.
You better get back, Schultz.
Is that Sinclair coming back for more?
Everyone get your hands up. You two, out.
All right, how much do you want? 20?
I'm an attorney.
Yeah, all right, 50.
From the District Attorney's Office of Manhattan. Not one of your bulls on your payroll. All right, Schultz. And you, Chippy.
Chippy?
There she is, Manos. Wilhelmina is coming out of the courthouse. Pull up to... that corner.
I have never been so humiliated in my entire life. That whole process is meant to demean and dehumanize.
You're welcome, Wilhelmina.
What do I have to thank you for, Stephanie? You were supposed to tell the DA not to bust Schultz's place.
They didn't listen. I am sorry for that. Which is why I am here.
Schultz didn't even offer to pay my bail. Even if he had, I would have stayed in jail. I cannot believe all of them broads ratted us out and changed their stories.
Giving a little bit of power and they don't know what to do with it. Idiots.
For most of them, this was their first pinch. They didn't even know what to do and sang like canaries.
They got on their first rattlers to their family farms in the Midwest.
All of this effort for what? What's going to happen to the case?
Even with the women changing their stories, Luciano left town. Things got too close for him. He's out of the picture for now. Danny Carson will have to focus on finding Reynolds to save the case.
Where is Rita?
The dames told them all about the place outside of Atlantic City. Swarm of state troopers and coppers are all over the place, busting it for booze and taxes.
Those girls have no idea what a big mess they made for all of us. United front. What's this?
I bought you passage to New Orleans. You will start working as a maid for our family there.
A what? I'm not destined out and certainly not to be somebody's maid.
This is your safest option.
What about Philadelphia or Chicago? There are plenty of black-owned businesses that will need an accountant.
Luciano and Schultz have people there. And you will disappear to be a rare damsel.
A maid. All of these years of education and good work to end up being someone's maid?
It will be for a short time. Only until everything blows over. Or... you can take your chances here, or Philadelphia, or Chicago.
My God. There's no way for women like us, is there, Stephanie? We're too damn smart and ambitious for our own good. I thought keeping the books was the safest thing I could do. I know I didn't get paid as much as the others, but it was still good money. Two things I swore I would never do is sell my body for sex and be somebody's damn maid.
I will send for you in 6 months. I know someone who will need an accountant by that time.
Who?
Wilhelmina needs numbers.
How you doing, Wilhelmina?
Your driver.
He's starting his own bank. He's a good head.
Kind of cute, too, for a gray boy.
The 6 months will pass quickly.
All those whores are back at their trade as if nothing even happened. They get to pick up right where they left off. And I go back to the plantation.
Here we are, 34th Street Station.
Something to put in your purse until you get settled.
I'm coming back up here in 6 months, whether you send for me or not, Stephanie. Good luck with Schultz.
Ich hab gemacht den ganzen Tag mit Schulen.
Ma, come on, ich hab gegessen a halbe. I'm busting at the seams.
Und das ist alles, was du hast gegessen?
What'd she say? I don't talk Yiddish, Dutch.
She's asking if you like the food.
Yeah, it's real good. Thanks, Mrs. Schultz.
Yeah, her name ain't Schultz. Es geht, Mama, dank.
Lass mich suchen, was ist geschehen mit deinem Axel?
Genischt. I got cut by a big piece of glass.
Du darfst essen zu sein gesund.
Ich bin gesund.
Das gemacht zu mein Scheine Punem. Wie ist euch hast du gekriegen, die Schram?
What is all of this? She's feeding us, Schultz.
Just eat it. Did you talk to Lucky? I need his help with St. Clair.
Lucky's gone. I thought you knew.
Would I be asking you if you talked to him? If I knew he was gone? Where did he go? When will he be back?
Nobody knows where, and nobody knows when. The pro skirt started dropping his name to the DA.
Yeah, we took care of those loose lips.
Yeah, but Lucky didn't like it hitting so close to home. So he made a clean sneak.
That son of a...
Mein süße Engel. Es, Engel, es, du bist so da.
Wait, come on, Ma, where's the bread? Who is those bread? Ich kenne nie essen es on the bread.
Hey, ich hab vergessen. Ich kam zurück bald.
I will cut out St. Clair's heart. Myself.
I don't know. She got protection 5 men deep.
Pay a couple of Harlem jigs of Finn to keep peepers on her. Wherever she enters, I will be right there when she leaves.
Meine teure Engel, ich bin so zufrieden, als du hast gekommen zu sehen, die Mama.
All right, that's enough. Ich hab dir euch lieb. I love you too, Ma.
How are your new accounts, Michelle?
Oh, swell, Stephanie. And just in time, I might add. I'm in desperate need of a fresh wardrobe.
And the apartment is now in your name.
Wonderful.
Thank you for joining me this evening.
What a charming collection of Negroes you've gathered here.
The finest and brightest of our people are in this room.
Our people?
Faut pas. I mean... Oui, Negroes.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Langston Hughes, and I will be your master of ceremonies this evening. Tonight, we are honoring two of our most promising artists of our generation. Thank you for attending this most felicitous of occasions, which is sponsored by our very own Queen of Harlem, Madame Stephanie St. Clair. Madame St. Clair, won't you please introduce our honorees?
It is with great pleasure that I introduce to you the two distinguished and promising artists that we are showcasing this evening. Their work is not only a reflection of our difficult yet magnificent times, but also a celebration of how far we have come as a people. And to fortify us with the will to create an even brighter future. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Gwendolyn Bennett and Mr. County Cullen.
Thank you, Madam St. Clair. Gwendolyn, won't you please share one of your latest poems with us?
Thank you, Langston. And thank you, Queen St. Clair, for this tremendous honor. The poem that I will share with you all this evening is titled To a Dark Girl. I love you for your brownness and the rounded darkness of your breast. I love you for the break and sadness in your voice and shadows where your wayward eyelids rest. Something of old, forgotten queens lurks in the lithe abandon of your walk, and something of the shackled slave sobs in the rhythm of your talk. Oh, little brown girl, born for sorrow's mate, keep all you have of queenliness, forgetting that you once were slave, and let your fool lips laugh at fate.
Where shall we go next? Let's go to the Cotton Club.
You can go. White patrons only.
Oh. Then the Plantation Club?
Ha! That is laughable.
Clermontin?
It is on a hill on Riverside Drive. Too windy.
Dancing at the Savoy Ballroom.
Dancing? Unthinkable without a male escort.
What about a review at Connie's Inn?
White patrons only.
The Hoofers Club?
Was one of Bunky's favorite places.
Swell. The Hoofers Club it is. I'm going to powder my nose. I won't be long.
You got a light? How long she been in there?
2 hours, and that's just tonight. I mean, the fellas clocked a lot of hours keeping peepers on this broad.
Yeah, it'll be worth it.
They're leaving the club. 5 goons surrounding her. Ah, who's that? She's Darcy she's with.
Rumor has it, her daughter.
You think I'm a boob? Look at her! Do we cross the street and trail him?
Hold it.
Must you have so many bodyguards? Bunky did the job alone.
5 men make 1 Bunky.
People are looking at us as if we are an exhibit at a zoo.
Manos's park just on the block.
Oh my, I forgot my compact in the powder room. I'll just be a moment.
Hey, Michelle, wait. 2 of you fellas, go with her.
Really, Stephanie?
Go.
The kitten did us a favor. Down to 3 men. We could bum rush him. Oh, well, hold on. We'll stay on this side of the street. Let's see what those coppers are gonna do.
Hands up. We received a call that a woman who fits your description has been collecting bets at your little colored soiree.
That's ridiculous.
Tell your boys to stand down.
It's all right, fella.
Hand over your purse.
You can't just...
Policy slips. Come with me.
Let's get down. Michelle, did you put those policy slips in my purse?
Excuse me, do I know you?
Oh, my God, Michelle. I expected something like this from Luciano or Schultz. I am your mother.
This woman is obviously jangle-brained. My parents died on a ship on their way to this country. My family is from Begonia.
Come on, lady, into the car.
Au revoir, Madame Saint Clair.
Well, looks like that kitten did the job for us. But damn queen is looking at 10 years in the pen. I'll have Harlem in the palm of my hands in 2 days.
Yes, how can I help you?
Yes, John Reynolds here to see Attorney Carson.
She's expecting you.
Mr. Reynolds, I am Attorney Carson. Thank you for coming. This way, please. And do please pardon the mess. I have to do my own filing, my own...
Where did you study law?
Fordham.
And how long have you been practicing? Yeah, well, I went to Columbia Law and have been practicing
well
over...
Are you the Assistant District Attorney of Manhattan?
No.
Now, please, have a seat.
Well, I need protection. I was just doing what Luciano told me to do.
I'll see what we can do about protection. Now tell me your entire involvement with Luciano.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
The influence of Freemasonry is undeniable. But who are these mysterious apron-wearing craftsmen, and what are they up to? For centuries, hater-ass conspiracy theorists have attempted to answer these questions.
Two Flat Earthers Kidnap a Freemason, starring Zing Schacht as Randy Dunning, Lauren Grace Thompson as Gail Kruger, and Matthew Woodcock as Walter Clay.
I just want to go on the record right now and say that I, Randy Dunning, am 100% anti-gravity.
Like, subscribe, and share your way to the truth when two Flat Earthers kidnap a Freemason.